Good morning. Thank you for having us here. I am from the families of victims of involuntary disappearance from the Philippines. The Philippines takes pride in having enacted the first and only anti-enforced disappearance domestic law in Asia. This law, however, is not fully and strictly implemented. Granting that it were, the legal protection that it provides still needs to be strengthened by an international treaty that seeks to protect all persons from enforced disappearance. Hence, the imperative of the Philippines' accession to the Convention on Enforced Disappearance. The Philippines is unwilling and unable to appreciate the complementarity and mutual reinforcement of the domestic law in the international convention. More significantly, it fails or refuses to recognize that the domestic law that is binding only in the Philippines can never substitute for the convention, whose norms are binding on state parties. Neither can the convention stand for the domestic law that embodies country-specific provisions detailed in its implementing guidelines. Isolating itself from the global movement to fight enforced disappearance and end impunity denigrates the Philippines' leadership in human rights protection and promotion in Asia. Its equivocation with respect to signing and ratifying of or acceding to the convention hinders international solidarity toward a world without desaparecidos. This indecisiveness is shown by the Philippine statements over the last 11 years. In April 2007, the Philippines, in a note verbal to the United Nations General Assembly President, committed to strengthen domestic support for the signing and ratification of the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. In September 2010, through its Department of Foreign Affairs, it stated that the passage of the Anti-Enforced Disappearance Law would facilitate the early ratification of the convention. And in April 2011, the department posited that the government has considered accession to the convention as a goal. But enhancement of the domestic legal and institutional capacities to deal with the issue is the current priority. In last year's congressional plenary consideration of the budget of the department for 2018, its then secretary committed to convene the relevant cluster to make recommendation on the convention within 3 months. The struggle of Filipino families of desaparecidos for truth, justice, reparation, and guarantees of non-repetition has been long and arduous, spanning 7 presidencies. The Philippines' accession to the convention would undoubtedly ease the process of fulfilling these ends. Thus, the families of victims of involuntary disappearance earnestly seeks sustained and stronger international support to its unrelenting advocacy toward accession to the international convention. Thank you.